And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another evening, another night, and we thank you. Thank you for another day. We just thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us on today, giving us the strength to get through the week. And here we are on a Friday. And we thank you. So we're just grateful, Father, for the day. We just ask you, Father, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, touch those who need a touch. Those, Father, continue to bring them in. But we know time is at hand. And we thank you. We thank you for it all, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the strength that you give to us. And we thank you for it all. And we just say thank you again. We cannot thank you enough, but we are so grateful. And we are thankful. And we just say thank you again in Jesus' name. Those who come to hear the playback, we just ask, Father, that you just open up ears, mind, understanding. And we say thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone's having a good night on tonight. I did this on the StreamYard. I haven't been on the StreamYard for a minute, so here I am on the Spotify for podcasters. And I'm actually doing something a little different on tonight as I'm coming on my computer to do this. And as opposed to doing it on my phone and stuff, I'm here on the computer. So I'm going to see how it comes out on tonight. So tonight, the message is entitled Grief and the Power of Forgiveness. And, you know, being a grief counselor and, you know, looking at these areas, you know, as I say, you know, grief, let's face it, everyone grieves something. And also, too, you know, with grief, grief is just not physical, but, you know, grief occurs in our lives daily. You know, every time, you know, something happens, grief happens because we're living in a fallen world. So, talking about this grief, but you know what, with grief, something can give. You know, we know that Jesus Christ is in charge, and we have testimonies to give, and that we are overcomers by them, and that's why we need to give our testimonies. So on tonight, the grief and the power of forgiveness. Scripture that I will be coming from is Matthew 6, 14 to 15. And it reads thus wise. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. As saying that, you know, it's in our lives, you know, we have people that, you know, hurt us, and people say things and people do things, and it bothers us. And so, you know, when it bothers us, a lot of times, you know, we might not say nothing to the person. We might isolate ourselves, and we just don't want to be bothered. So, you know, there's happening there is there's a type of a unforgiveness there. But, you know, with unforgiveness, something can transpire with unforgiveness. It can change over to forgiveness. And so when we have unforgiveness in our lives, as we know as believers, that if we don't forgive the other person, then you know what, our Father will not forgive us. And we want the forgiveness of God. We want his forgiveness for us because we want to be healed of areas that are we are hurting from. And of course, you know, when people hurt us and we get upset and don't want to do nothing about it, and we just kind of don't want to be bothered. And, you know, we just have a certain way of being that we just, you know, kind of behave a certain way. We don't want to be bothered with them. You know, we leave them alone and the whole thing. And we basically, we don't forgive them. So we need to do something about such. And that's kind of what we're getting here, that we want to be healed. We want to be free. And what needs to happen in these areas, because, you know, we do it, whether we say we do it or not, but we do. We just kind of, with the forgiveness issue, kind of just leave the person alone, don't say nothing to them anymore. But, you know, the Lord knows how to intervene. And he'll intervene at times, and, you know, you may bring the person around you, and, you know, you just don't know how he's going to work that thing out. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. And he knows how to get us to forgive. And we want that freedom. And how we get that freedom, what we need to do to get that freedom is that we need to, a lot of times we need to go and we need to speak to the person if they've hurt us. We need to do that. We need to go and we need to try to reconcile it, not just hold it in, because we do. We hold it in and we don't want to say anything. We just kind of want to just leave it alone. And but we should not. We need to be able to go to the person, say, if they have hurt us in any way, we need to say, that we were hurt, and we need to be able to talk about those feelings. And when we hold them and all, it brings that level of unforgiveness in our souls and our bodies and our minds and our hearts, and that unforgiveness will surface. So we need to take a look at that. We need to look at that so that the Lord can heal us. Now, like I said, in scripture said, if we don't forgive, then our Heavenly Father will not forgive us of the things that we do. So we need to have this forgiveness in us. We need to go forward with this and get that forgiveness, because we want to be free. Think about it. Think about being free when you have that forgiveness in you. Now, look, we know that we can't change anybody, okay? We can't change the person. They got their mind to think, and some people are not going to accept your forgiveness. They're not. Yeah, you got people like that. They're not going to accept your forgiveness. But you know what? You've done your part. You've done your part. Your part is you've done is you have moved forward. You have taken it, and you have just said, hey, you said you're sorry. So if you've done something, you have tried to reconcile. If they don't want to be in touch, if they don't want to say anything, and if they want to hold on to that, then we can't do nothing about it. But what we can do and what we should do, and we're admonished to do, is we're admonished to pray for them. Because some people just want to hold on to stuff. Some people, they think that that's going to get them what they want, and it doesn't happen. So we have to let people kind of see. We have to let them kind of see, but at the same time, we don't want to hold on and fester on in that. So we need to continuously take that to the Lord and keep a door open, because the Lord will work things out. And so we have to keep that door open for that forgiveness to come, because you just never know when that person comes and how you behave. So on tonight with this, because it's not gonna be a long message, but it's just really for me to get on here and doing this in a different way, but bringing the message as well. And so forgiveness, we all go through it. We all go through this level of forgiveness issue, and the grief of it is when we're not free. The grief of it is when we're not free, and it's just going on and on and on and on, and nothing's being done, and it's just building up, and it's just turning into a mess. And so with forgiveness, that's why we got to do it. So it don't turn into a mess. So it don't turn into unforgiveness. That's why we got to do it. That's why we need to do it. That's why we admonish to do it. And so that our Heavenly Father can forgive us in these areas, because when you have Christ in your life, you are set free. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's what we want. We want liberty when we are being forgiven. We want liberty when forgiveness is given. So we want that from the Lord. Sure you do. Sure you do. Sure you do. So on tonight, with such a title of forgiveness, if there's somebody, because again, we just try to hold on to things, but if there's somebody that's hard to forgive, take them to the Lord. Definitely take them to the Lord, and then pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Because some people just want to hold on to it. They just don't want to let it go for whatever reason. They think that it's gonna help them, but it's not. Unforgiveness will make you sick. Yes, it can. It could make you sick. And so we don't want that. We don't want to be sick. We want to be able to be free in the unforgiveness. But with forgiveness, that's a power. There's that power when we forgive, because it just frees us up. It just frees us up to be able to go on and be able to not take things so personally, just kind of be able to move on. And that's what forgiveness does, and that's what we should want it to do. So with forgiveness, who out there, don't matter who it is, and you have that, you don't want to forgive, forgive. Okay? And just know, because if you don't forgive, the Lord ain't going to forgive you. So we know that we need to forgive. So on tonight, whoever it is, doesn't matter. Forgive. Okay? Forgive. Forgiveness is definitely needed. So we need you to forgive. Tight, but it's right. Because we know that Jesus is in charge. And he is in charge. So get the healing that you need. Get the freedom that you need with this healing from the balm of Gilead, Jesus Christ. That unforgiveness that you may have held on to, let it go. Let it go. And God will help you. Yes, he will. He will help you. And we all go through it. This is not a one person over here, over there. We all go through this. But God is with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he won't. But we turn it over to him. Give it over to him, and he shall deliver, because he is a mighty, mighty God, and he does forgive. And because he forgives, we have to forgive, because when we forgive, we can be blessed. We can be free. And we can continue to maneuver in the calling that God has for us. And we are grateful. Are you grateful on tonight? You should be. If you have anything in your heart that you don't forgive, turn it over to Jesus. And he will work it out. I say to you on tonight that you have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the weekend. In Jesus' name, don't let unforgiveness be your grief. Let forgiveness flow in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I say to you all that you be blessed as the Lord deals with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings.